Hello, hello, and welcome to a fresh episode of Not Crazy, But Far From Sane. I'm your host, Megan Bell. We are on episode 3 now, and this is pretty awesome. I'm just doing it, which feels really great. Honestly, before I hit the record button on this episode, I'm just like super fired up and was before because I had just got off the phone with a good friend of mine. And, you know, I'm sure that happens. You just go over some topic where you're just going to get fired up and pissed off and annoyed. But due to the rewiring work I'm doing on my brain, I am trying to respond differently and react differently rather than like firing off some mean text or, I don't know, whatever other immature thing I've done in the past in the moment because, well, this is fitting. This episode's really going to kind of be about mental health, which usually all things with me kind of cycle back to that. But personally, I do have trouble regulating my emotions, which falls under like a bigger category of issues I'm working out. But that's as far as I'll jump onto that right now, and I can touch on that. So yeah, emotion regulation, that does come hard for me. I'm a divorced child. I had joint custody 1 week with my mother, 1 week with my father. So that was a lot of push and pull. Very different parenting styles. 1 week it's this way, 1 week it's that way. You know, and there's, I guess, great things about divorce too. I mean, you get two Christmases and yada yada, but really, I would trade all of that to have had more normalcy and stableness throughout my childhood. It was not very stable. We'll just put it as that. That's a good way of describing it. Yeah, and when I talk about this, I'm not here to offend anybody in my family. I'm not here to put anybody on blast. This is my own personal experience and journey, and I don't fault anybody for what's happened. I'm growing. I'm shedding all of my, you know, anger, aggression, and any sort of ill feeling I might have toward that specific category, because really holding on to those old emotions and negative feelings only ends up affecting us and hurting us. It turns into physical pain, and it's just not good. It's not good to just hold on to old emotions. It doesn't do me any good. So I'm working extra hard to let all that shit go. So I wanted to preface with that in case I do say something that somebody has obviously a very different perspective. I'm a very big believer in, regardless of what your intention was to somebody, that's not usually sometimes how it comes across. Sometimes our intention gets lost. And however that person perceived it, we need to respect their perception, their feelings, and accept that. So with that said, anything I do talk about, please don't get offended if you're related to me. It's more of just my experience, and all's good, man. We're good. I'm loving who I am now, and it's all happened for a reason. I wouldn't change a fucking thing. Excuse me. So with that all said, let's just jump into the emotion regulation part. What all that means for me specifically. I'm somebody who, whenever I'm presented with maybe confrontation, I'm a very confrontational person and I'm okay with confrontation, but I think how I have handled it and responded to it in the past has ultimately gave me results that are just more messy than probably they need to be. And now I'm at this age and place throughout my therapy that I'm learning that, that how you respond and react to situations, you're going to get, you know, a different outcome or this or that. So my biggest focus recently has been responding and reacting to situations differently. I have been quick to revert to crisis mode right away, as therapists like to call it, where you're just kind of panicking and in a rush and everything, you know, is in crisis mode. So I've had to really work at calming down, breathing, taking a second, like nobody's hurt, everything's fine, little stuff like that. So with the emotion regulation, it's more of, I don't really know all of the emotions and feelings I'm feeling within a moment sometimes. Like sometimes I get so overcome and overwhelmed by emotions that my body physically gets hot, my face will turn red. Sometimes I just start breakdown crying, which I've learned that for me personally, crying has been a safe emotion, is what my therapist has called it. So it's just been something for me to, that's just what I do. But it also comes across as like, it unfortunately has this connotation that you're negative, or not negative, it has a negative connotation that you're weak or what else? I mean, whatever people think, like if you were just to start crying, I'm sure it freaks some people out, which I definitely do. But ultimately, it's not my business what other people think about me. It just is what it is. So yeah, crying is a safe emotion for me. So whenever I am feeling super overwhelmed or if I'm about to have a panic attack, I normally just like literally start bawling. And now I'm getting better at it. I'm learning to excuse myself, go into a different room, ideally like a restroom, and just feel out all the feelings. Even though I don't know exactly what's bothering me or what's going on or why I feel this way, I just, something comes over me. It almost feels like what I describe it as, like a glitch. Like I almost feel like it can be as quick as a fucking light switch where I'm doing something and then as soon as somebody says something to me, and how do I describe that? Like I just almost, say I'm presented with something or someone's confronting me about something and I don't have like, I don't know why I'm feeling like maybe defensive or if I feel like attacked by them. Instead of just now, I mean, I've handled situations really bad in the past and I'm learning from that. Now I'm trying to just be quiet, not say anything and excuse myself until I can gather my thoughts and emotions. And even that, it's like really hard. And without going into too much detail with like a personal story about that, which I do want to do later down the road. It's so weird because even talking about this right now, I'm getting like hot and sweaty. And I think it's just kind of because I'm reliving, you know, what it feels like in those moments ultimately for me. But I guess what I can relate the emotional regulation to the most is just either in a work setting or in a relationship setting where if either expectations aren't met, expectation versus reality and all these things, and I can actually kind of pull up my notes from therapy because every time I go to therapy, which is weekly, he says something to me that's just really profound and I just type it out in my notes because I love going back and reading them because sometimes I then get like triggered through reading it like, oh, I remember exactly that moment in the session, what he was talking about. And then I'll just like remember everything. So the emotion regulation, I feel like I have said that word 400 times right now and I'm tired of saying it. So what I'm going to say is that a lot of times I feel misunderstood and that's a very common theme in my life. So whenever I do feel misunderstood, it's hard for me to get out the words that I'm feeling because it's just such a strong feeling to me, whether I was made to feel stupid at school or whether I was made to feel like I lied about something and I didn't lie about it. And I'll get into those stories deeper. However, my point is that I don't know what my point is. And my dad just got home, so I'm going to take a break. Thank you for listening. I'm so glad I stopped to take a break so I could, I don't know, just chill a second, look back at what I had already done and listen to what all I had said because, you know, doing this, I'm like kind of second guessing myself, but also kind of not because this is just happening and it's a learning process. So anything that happens or you hear, it's just real. This is just, it's kind of unfiltered and real. So yes, I do live at home with my dad. I'm loving it. He's a rock star. He gutted two of the bedrooms in his home right before I was about to move back in, and he redid the insulation. He redid every single thing by himself, basically. And he did, like, he hired some work along the way, but mostly everything was, he did the work. Like, I'm talking 12-hour days on the weekend when this man works already, like, overtime each week. So, yeah. He put in a lot of effort and energy for this place to look super kick-ass for me to move back home. And with that being said, he really didn't want it to feel like me just moving back into my childhood room because we have lived in the same house since, you know, 1995. And so he offered up the primary bedroom, which is the largest, you know, bedroom in the house, because we're shying away from using those other words that obviously some people could find offense to, and I absolutely understand. So the primary bedroom is now mine, and it's awesome. It looks like a glorified, amazing, awesome single dorm room in the sense that, I mean, I've got my desk in here, to kick ass at school and on this podcast. I've got my bed. I've got a TV on the, you know, mounted on the wall. I have an awesome view of the backyard. I literally feel like I'm in a treehouse. Our house is a little bit more elevated, so it feels a little bit higher up, obviously. And you just have such a nice view of like the backyard and everything. It's different. It definitely does feel different because I always had the secondary bedroom, which has a complete different view than what the primary bedroom has. So it's been an awesome, pleasant change. And so, yeah, if I frequently pause because somebody's, you know, here or, and this is all new for everybody in my life. So, you know, when he came home, he's like, oh, are you podding? I'm like, yeah, I am podding. That's a thing now. I'm a little podcaster. But it's great. Everyone's excited. This is something that everybody has kind of known that I've wanted or have wanted to do. I've just kind of been afraid. And so this is me just doing it. Yeah, with that said, I think really the one thing with my mental health that I've really learned most recently that I struggle with is whenever I do feel misunderstood, I happen to really feel the onset of all these other triggering emotions that I carry around with me. So you all will then be on this journey with me as I learn and grow, and I'm open to any suggestions and just an open line of communication through this, because I know I'm definitely not the only one. I might be one of the most vocal people about the stuff that I go through, but that is in hopes that I can reach out to somebody else and it helps and benefits someone else out there. I guess I was like, let's just take it back. I was 18 years old, maybe not even. I think I had just graduated high school, which I graduated when I was 17. And then I was told that summer, not too sure why they waited until summer, like after I graduated, to tell me that, you know, anxiety, generalized anxiety runs in my family. You know, specifically my mom told me this about our mom's side, like my mom's side of the family. And that opened like a whole new door of questions for me and what that means and yada yada. And the way that it was kind of presented to me was like medication, you know, that should be what you do and get on. And that was not something I wanted to do at that time. And yeah, so I was 18, 17, around that time frame, had just got out of high school when I was presented with, hey, everybody in our family has generalized anxiety disorder. I was like, okay, well, what the hell is that? And it did explain a lot of my behaviors and a lot of different outbursts that I have, but not like fully. Like it was just the beginning of like entering this, you know, lifelong journey of navigating all these emotions that I'm still uncovering. I guess I suppose like I should take it back for you all to when I was living in Arizona, why I was in Arizona and how all that started, because it wasn't really until that chapter in my life unfolded that I took a front seat in my own life with my mental health, if you will. I mean, yeah, let's put it at that. That way, because that needs to be like a whole other episode. But basically what I will preface on about that to keep you interested is that I moved out to Arizona in 2015 because I had met a man who I was, you know, working underneath technically. He was my boss when I was working at J. Alexander's back in 2014. He was my boss. I started dating him. We got together. We were only together for 3 months. And then I moved to Arizona with him. And I was only there for 2.5 years. And we're clearly not still together. But we did have a very short, you know, marriage and yada yada. So a lot of things kind of unraveled in my life big time for me. And that really set the pathway for, well, where I'm at now and why I am where I am. All these things kind of lead back definitely to all the decisions I made in my 20s. So we're going to leave it at that for episode 3. I hope that you all have enjoyed listening to this. Thank you so much for your support. Again, it really honestly means the world to me because I'm finally doing this and it just feels surreal. So thank you for listening. This is Not Crazy, but Far From Sane. Thank you so much.